Got to change my script already. Good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to the Conference Committee on the Operating and the Mental Health Appropriations Bills. With us tonight, we have Senator Hoffman, Vice Chair, Senator Stedman, Senator Dyson, Representative Jewell, Representative Meyer, and myself, Representative Chenault. I see we have Representative Hawker with us, and I don't see any other legislators here. But anyway, tonight, today we'll be continuing the meeting on the budget closeouts. We will be taking up all remaining department items and fiscal notes today. And it is my intention to close conference committee and move these bills to this bill to the floor. Motion sheets are on the departments, are available. And I think at this time what we will do for to move things along, the first item that we will take up are the language sections. And Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following language sections for Commerce and Economic Development. On the second page, item 15, we adopt at the bottom of the page, we adopt the Senate on the first item and the Senate on the second item.
Okay.
And I move that the committee adopt the following items for Department of Education. Let people look for that page. I don't know if they're numbered on the bottom, but it's items one and two, items one for K through 12. Adopt the House, and item two, we adopt the House language as well.
For the public information, that is a quarter of the ICER study, or a quarter of the cost factors, and also the SIGs, or school improvement grants.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Environmental Conservation for the language sections. That would be...
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Senator Dyson?
What did we do on item three on education?
We didn't, we're moving around.
We're Mr. just...
Chairman, to get the language sections.
I thought that was language section.
No, items one and two are the language sections.
Language, I thought item three was language.
Get back there. Item three, we have already adopted.
No.
Or have we adopted item three?
This is the language section, not the intent language.
Okay.
Back to the Department of Environmental Conservation language section would be on the second page, item seven. We adopt the Senate language one time, and the second to the last item, Department of Public Safety. Item four. At the bottom of the page, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following item in the Department of Public Safety. Item number four, we adopt the House language. And the last item is statewide. That would be second to the last page. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the statewide language. Item number two, we adopt both House languages.
Any objections to adopting those language sections? So noted in the motion, which is DCED 15, DEED 1 through 1 and 2, DEC number 7, DPS number 4, and statewide number 2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll go back to the first department.
Before that, Senator Hoffman, I hear no objections, so that motion has been adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going back to the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items. Item number 3, that's left open, we adopt the Senate minus 250. Item 9, we adopt the House minus 1 million. Item 10 on the following page, we move that we adopt on the first item, we adopt the Senate, and the second and third items, we adopt the House. Going down to item, did we adopt? Item 15, no, we already adopted 15. Item 16, on the third page, move that we adopt the Senate numbers.
Any objections to the motion made?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Meyer.
No objection. I had a note here on number 2 that we wanted to reopen that, but I could be...
I believe that's the next. I believe that's about the next.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Representative Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we reopen item 2 on the first page.
How about we go through the? We've got the motion to accept these items. Okay. Let's accept those items, and then we'll reopen number 3 or number 2, and make that a separate motion. So, if there's no objections to the motion of accepting the items that were just discussed, and we will accept those items. And Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee reopen item number 2 for Commerce and Community and Economic Development.
Is there any objections to reopening number 2? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt the Senate minus 30,000.
Any objection? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. And I believe that closes out Department of Community and Economic Development. We've received a recommendation from Ledge Finance to change vehicle rental tax from the other group or other fund group to GF fund group. And are accepting, and we'd like to accept the change from that fund source.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, then we will adopt that language. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, on corrections, I move that the committee adopt the following items for the Corrections Department's budget.
Senator Hoffman.
Do we have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease.
Mike.
We're back. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I restate my motion on corrections. I move that the committee adopt the following items for the Corrections Department's budget. Item number 12, we adopt the House numbers. Items 13, we adopt the House numbers. Item 14, we adopt the House numbers. Item 15, we adopt the House numbers.
I believe that closes.
Wait a minute.
Senator Dyson.
As I understand item 12, the House numbers takes $141,000 out of the governor's request?
That's correct.
Yeah. And the Senate did not take that money out. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So I protest that one.
Which one's that?
Number 12.
Okay. We'll leave that open till, I guess we no need to leave it open. Senator Dyson, do you want to speak to your objection to item number 12?
Well, they need the staff, and they're really in there, and that is the women's prison in the state, and that's where the folks are needed.
Mr. Chairman, I'll restate my motion.
Okay.
I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Department of Corrections Department budget. Items 13, 14, and 15, I move the House numbers.
Is there any objection to those numbers being moved? Hearing none, those numbers will be moved. We will leave.
I move.
Okay, Representative Hoffman.
Senator.
Or Senator Hoffman.
I move that we adopt item number 12. We adopt the House numbers.
Object.
There is an objection. Who takes the roll?
Representative Joel.
Yes.
Senator Dyson.
No.
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senate 2-1A, House 3-A.
Okay. Think about that now. So the amendment passes. Okay. So with that, we will, if there's no objections, we will close corrections. Hearing no objections, this will close the Corrections Department. Next, we'll move on to Education.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Education Department's budget. Item 5, I move that we adopt the Senate minus $100,000. One time only.
Is there any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we leave this department open till the end.
Okay. With that, we will leave the Department of Education open. Next, we'll go to Environmental Conservation. Senator Hoffman.
Wait. I think, did we did not take action in item 6 in Education?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt, in item 6, we adopt.
Okay, hold on just a minute, Senator Olson. We're back in Department of Education.
Senator Hoffman.
We're back in the Department of Education. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Department of Education, I move that the committee adopt the following items. In item 6, we adopt the Senate plus $100,000. And in item 11, we adopt the House numbers.
Are there any objections to the motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I was a little slow there, but on item five, I move that we adopt the Senate number.
Okay.
With no subtraction.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I will restate my motion. Wait a minute, on item five?
Right.
We already took action on that one.
I understand that.
Are you making a motion to reopen?
Okay, yes.
Okay. We have a motion before us to accept 6 and 11 in the Education Department. Is there any objections to the motion of accepting 6 and 11? Senator Hoffman.
Six, Senate plus 100.
It should be minus on number 6. Let's take a break. Should be. We're back, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. Clarification on item 6. It's the Senate language, and on the first sentence, that will read 100,000 appropriated as the language, and that is the motion.
Okay. So are there any objections to the motion made on early education number 6?
And I think my motion included number 11 as well.
And also included number 11.
Which is the House.
So if there's no objections, that motion passes. Are we still going to leave open number 5?
Well, number five is closed. We would have to have a motion to reopen it.
Okay. Senator Dyson, were you wanting to open number 5?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion reopen number 5.
Okay, Senator Dyson, would you like to speak to your motion to open number 5?
Well, what?
I will. If it is it open, I will move the number again, and he will object.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt the Senate numbers. Minus 100,000, one time only.
Okay.
Is there objection?
Okay. Senator Dyson, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, we have struggled for several years to figure out how to keep the charter schools alive until we can redo the formula. And there's a huge step at 150 students, and if they don't make it to that, the financing is really difficult for them. So the last year and this year, the Senate language included some bridge money to keep those, most of them, very good charter schools alive until we can get back and fix the funding formula for them because they're just struggling. So that's why I thought the Senate figures were good coming out of Senate Finance.
Okay, and I'll speak to part of this, why it's at 100. While I don't think there's anyone in this room that wants to fix the education funding system more than me, I truly understand where you're coming from. Where the House got their numbers from were fairly simple. We talked to a number of charter schools And we've also talked to one in particular, or one that I know of, that has stated that they really have no intention of increasing their number of students in their school. And so what we're doing here is we are subsidizing, and we have for a number of years to try to get those charter schools to move, to grow. I have a couple in my district, and at this time they're kind of busting at the seams. One in particular, as a matter of fact, but we had a choice in my mind to do nothing and try to force them to get their enrollments up, or to try to address some of the issues that they have and try to put $100,000 in there. And so as we fought back and forth about it, the fix of $100,000 is the best that that we could come up with on our side. So while I understand the need to fund schools, and I truly understand when you're not getting funded at the proper amount, the issue with the charter schools is you know, they need to be continuing to try to gather more students into their schools so that they get into the formula. And hopefully this summer, Senator Dyson, we will address the funding formula, and hopefully we can fix the charter school issue also. So with that, I will object to the motion of increasing the funding there. But Senator Hoffman.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think I moved the
motion. Okay, you moved the motion. I objected.
No, you don't object to it. He's objecting.
Okay,
to
he objected. All right, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
No, you vote. You vote no.
You want no?
No.
Okay, no.
Representative Joel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Myers.
Yes.
Yes.
Representative
Schimel. Yes.
Senate 2A, 1A, House 3A.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Environmental Conservation Department budget.
Mr. Senator Hoffman, before we do that, I think that action closes
no,
out.
I wanted education kept open. Is that, oh, that's my. Yeah, I wanted education kept open.
All right. Education is left open. Let's move to Department of Environmental Conservation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Environmental Conservation Department's budget. Item one, I move the house number at $250,000. Item two, I move the house number. On the following page, item six, I move the house number plus $250,000. On item eight, I move the house number. Item nine, I move the Senate number minus $1,300,000. And item 11, I move the Senate number deleting the first sentence. And in the second sentence, I delete the word also.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say number 11 again.
Number 11, I move the Senate numbers deleting the first sentence in the Senate language, and in the second sentence deleting the word also.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Jewell.
So what you're doing is the sentence and the word that is in brackets, that's what you're, those are deletion brackets, and that's what you're deleting?
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does everybody understand that? Hearing no objection.
No, I object.
Okay.
I object to taking out the language in number 11.
Okay.
I move, Mr. Chairman, I move I restate my motion, I guess in item one, I move the house number at 250,000. Item two, I move the house number. Item six, I move the house number plus 250,000. Item eight, I move both numbers, the house. And item nine, I move the Senate number minus 1,300,000.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
I'm
sorry, on number nine, minus how much?
1,300,000.
Yeah, so I'd like an explanation of what that does to the program.
That will leave 1,200,000 in the Ocean Rangers program.
And is that sufficient to implement it as the voters directed?
Very brief it is.
Brief it is. We're back. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The explanation is that this number was derived with the department, and they believe that this is the adequate amount of funds to initiate the program. This is at the department's request.
Okay. All right. I remove my objection.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item 11, I move the Senate number, deleting the first sentence, and in the second sentence, deleting the word also.
Object.
Representative Joe.
Oh, you want to speak to your objection? I was going to ask a question.
Senator Dyson.
No, as we discussed earlier, I think leaving the sentence in does no harm and makes it clear that it's our intention to do what the people ask us to do.
Representative Joe.
Thank you. On that point, I mean, if we just funded them for $1.2 million to run a program, it doesn't seem to me to be a problem to leave the language in. Okay. But that's just my opinion.
Any other comments?
Senator Dyson.
No.
No.
Senator Stedman.
We'll take a brief at ease.
We're back.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Okay. Luann.
Representative Myers.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative
Schmoe. Yes.
Senate TA-1A, House TA-1A.
Okay. Well, if I'm correct on this now, Environmental Conservation is closed out. Is there any objections to closing? Environmental Conservation. Hearing none, the department's closed. Next, we will move on to Health and Social Services.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman, I'll get you in a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in Health and Social Services Department's budget. Item one, I move the House language. Okay. Item nine, I move, on both items, I move the House numbers. Item 10, on both items, I move the Senate numbers. Item 11, I move the House numbers. Item 17, I move the Senate numbers. Item 20, I move the Senate language. Item 22, on both items, I move the Senate language. Item 26, I move the House language. Item 29, I move, on both items, I move the Senate numbers.
Finish the motion and then I'll ask the questions.
Item. That's it.
Okay. Representative Jewell.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. My mind is someplace else when you move the numbers for items 9 and 10. Which ones did you move on those two?
Items 9, I move the House numbers. Item 10, I move the Senate numbers. On item 11, I move the House number.
Thank you.
Any objections to the motion?
I object. Item number 20.
Item 20.
As I understood it, you said we are adopting the Senate language.
That's correct. In my motion, Mr. Chairman, I withdraw the motion to move item 20.
Okay. Is there any objection to the other items being moved? Hearing none, those items are adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Health and Social Services, I move on item 20, I move the Senate language.
I object.
There's objection, Senator Dyson.
Brief
at ease. Excuse me, Senator Dyson, go ahead, please.
No, I just appreciate the courage and the principle of the House's language, and we put it in here in another section, and I want to respect the House's work.
Okay, Senator Hoffman, do you have any comments on?
Comments.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Meyer.
It's listed somewhere else, is that correct?
That is correct, it's item number one. We did accept the House language on item one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is your objection still maintained, Senator Dyson?
You bet.
Okay.
The motion is to accept the House's language? Yes.
No.
The Senate's language. And my vote is still yes.
Mr. Chairman, could you restate the motion just so it's clear?
Restate the motion, but I think it's...
Item 20.
Senator Hoffman. Could you restate your motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following item in the Health and Social Service budget on item 20. Remove the Senate language.
Right. Everybody understand the motion? Luann.
Representative Joy.
Yes. Still.
Senator Dyson.
No.
Representative Meyer.
Pass.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Schimal.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Meyer.
No.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Jewell.
Jewell. Yes. Still.
Still. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item 11, I was asleep at the switch. As we adopted the House numbers, and that reduces the grant line to behavioral health grants by $1 million.
That's correct.
Well, I know we've already taken the action, but I think that's too bad that we've done it, because those folks out there are working pretty hard with a lot of stuff.
Services. So if there are no objections, this will close the Health and Social Service Department. Are there any objections? Hearing none, Health and Social Services is closed. Next we'll move on to Labor and Workforce Development. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in Labor and Workforce Development Department's budget. Item 1, I move the House. Item 2, I move the Senate, one time only. Item 3, I move the House. Item 6, I move the Senate. Item 7, I move the Senate. On the following page, item 10, I move the Senate numbers.
Are there any objections to the motion for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development? Hearing none.
I'm not sure about that number 10, Mr. Chairman.
Let's look at number 10.
Does anybody want to speak?
I may want to change my opinion of that also. I think he made the correct motion, Representative Meyer. Are there any objections to Labor and Workforce Development? Motion has been stated. Hearing none, that motion is passed. And if there's no objections, this action will close Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Still have one issue that we'll go back possibly and look at to make sure that we did cover it, but if you'll remind me when we get through, we'll do that. Next we'll go to Department of Law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in Law Department's budget. Item 1, move the House. Item 4, I move the House. And item 5, I move the House.
Okay. Is there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. And this action will also close the Department of Law. Next, we'll move on to Military and Veterans Affairs. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Law Department's budget. Item one, I move the House. On item two, on both items, I move the House.
Military and Veterans Affairs or Law?
Oh, Military and...
Military and Veterans Affairs.
Yes.
Okay, you want to restate...
Let me restate that motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee adopt the following items in Military and Veterans Affairs Department's budget. Item one, I move both items, I move the House. And item two, on both items, I move the House.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, that motion is accepted, and this action will close Military and Veterans Affairs. Next, we'll move on to Natural Resources. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee adopt the following items in the Natural Resources Department's budget. Item four, I move the Senate. Item eight, I move the Senate. Item nine, on both items, I move the Senate. Item 12, on both items, I move the Senate. And item 13, both items, I move the Senate.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, that motion passes. Senator Stedman, Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item three, I move that we reopen this item.
Okay. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item three, I move both items, the Senate.
Okay, any objections? Hearing none, that motion is passed. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we reopen item number seven in Department of Natural Resources.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move we adopt the Senate language.
Is there any objections?
One moment, please. I'm just catching
up. Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought we were on public safety.
No.
DNR.
We never left Department of DNR.
Thank you.
Okay. Does everyone understand what the motion is on seven?
Seven, you said you moved the House?
The Senate.
The Senate. You moved the Senate.
I moved the Senate.
Okay.
It's intent language. Okay. Hearing no, are there any objections? If there are none, that motion passes. And I believe that closes Department of Natural Resources. Next, we will move on to Public Safety. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in Public Safety Department's budget. Item five, I move the House. Item seven, we move the House. Item nine, we move the House. Item 12, we move the Senate. Item 13, we move the House.
Brief of these.
And I also move on item five, I move the House.
All right. Are there any objections to that motion for the Department of Public Safety? Hearing none, that motion passes.
Item, Mr. Chairman, item four was moved at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. Item five. Okay. So that will close our actions on Department of Public Safety. Next, we will move to Department of Transportation. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facility Department's budget. Item one, we move the Senate. Item two, we move the Senate. Item three, we move the Senate. Item four, we move the Senate. Item five, we move the House plus 150,000. Item six, we move the Senate in a one-time item. Item seven, we move the House plus 200,000. Item eight, we move the House. Item nine on both items, we move the House. On item 10, we move the House. Item 11, on both items, we move the House. On item 12, both items, we move the House. Item 13, on item 1, we move the Senate minus 250,000. And item, the second item in 13, we move the Senate. And item 14, we move the Senate and change the language, the number from 1,750,000 to 1,500,000.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. And by that action, that will close the Department of Transportation. Next, we will move on to the court system. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the Alaska Court System Department's budget. Item two, we move the House. Item seven, we move the Senate.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes, and I believe that closes the Alaska court system. Next, we will move to 13, the legislature, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following items in the legislature's budget. Item four, I move the House number.
Are there any objections to the motion?
Yeah, I guess I object.
Senator Dyson.
Well,
okay.
What doesn't happen because of the 100,000 Anchorage doesn't get?
Senator Hoffman?
Mr. Chairman, may we have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease. We're back. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an attempt to take control of the growth in government. And this is a new position that's being denied.
Senator Dyson.
Yeah. What was the position to do?
It was an increased position, personnel service in the Ombudsman's office in the Anchorage office.
So, yeah, and thank you for that. And yeah, that's right. I see the ombudsman. So this is one of the genius things we've put into our state system is to give the people an advocate and a troubleshooter. And That office has been way behind in handling cases and has a great service to the people. So I object to the decrease.
Okay. Luann?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hoffman?
This is not a decrease, this is a decline in the increase.
Okay.
Senator Dodson?
No.
Representative Joel?
No.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Representative Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Representative Schimmel?
Yes.
Senate GA 1A, House GA 1A.
Okay. So with that, that will close the legislature budget. Next, we will move on to statewide. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I believe we have taken care of statewide at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. And the motion that we made at the beginning of the meeting to address the language section was approved, so that will close statewide. Next, we will move to the fiscal notes. And you had two packets, one that you got late because there was a change, and this is the one we're working off of. So, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the fiscal notes in the attached legislative finance report dated 5/15/07.
Okay, let's take a break for these.
trouble, man.
We're back. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple of notes on the fiscal note on page two. It is not necessary. The Senate Finance Committee on Senate Bill 27 zeroed out the fiscal note, so that those items should be zero. Item for Senate Bill 125, the $12,324,400 should also be zero. That's not anticipated to pass. And SJR 7 that passed the Senate today has a fiscal note to ledge counsel, I believe, for $45,000. With that notation to those particular pieces of legislation, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the fiscal notes in the attached legislative finance report dated 5/15/07. There's also a spreadsheet summarizing the detail contained in the report. The report contains funding for legislation that is assumed to pass this session and are considered part of the agency's operating budget. Should a measure listed in this section either fail to pass, its substance failed, or be incorporated in some other measure, or be vetoed by the governor, the appropriation shall lapse.
Okay. So is there any objection to the motion for fiscal notes?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Meyer.
No objection, just on Senate Bill 27. Was that both general fund and federal dollars, or just general fund?
We have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Senator Hoffman, for the record.
Both general fund and federal funds, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to accepting the motion on fiscal notes? Hearing none, we are through with fiscal notes. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee give authorization to the legislature and the legislative legal to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments to the two bills, and the committee closing action on HB 95 and 96, and move out the report.
Let's have a brief at ease.
Wait a minute. Leftover.
Let's go back to education.
We go back to education. I move we have a brief at ease.
Okay, we're. We're back. Senator Hoffman.
We are fine with the education component that we've taken action on and ready to close that department.
Okay. Senator Hoffman. Well, close. There won't be any, if there's no objections to closing the Department of Education, we'll close it then. Hearing none. Senator Hoffman on
Item 16.
Item 16.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee give authorization to Ledge Finance and Legislative Legal to make the necessary technical and conforming amendments on the two bills, and that the committee close action on HB 95 and 96 and move out the report.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, House Bill 95 and 96 are moved out of committee. I guess at this time I would like to thank Senator Hoffman, Senator Stedman, and Senator Dyson for their input on the bills that we have in front of us. Also Representative Jewell and Representative Meyer, and probably more importantly, or just as importantly, as to the subcommittee chairman, both on the House and the Senate side, for their diligent work on trying to craft the operating budget for the state of Alaska. And also, and probably more importantly in my mind, and that is to the staff of every one of the members, and also to our Ledge Finance people for all the hours and all the hard work that they put into it. So with that, if there's nothing else to come before the committee, we're adjourned. Thank you.